So this is Sean Miller presenting patient Ruth Medina. She is a 25-year-old female Jehovah's Witness here for an autologous stem cell transplant for a Jehovah's Witness protocol.
Ruth Medina is unusual because her religion forbids any medical treatment that uses blood or blood products.
For me, it's the sanctity of blood. Blood is the life of a person.
That means Medina will refuse a blood transfusion. But she's here for a bone marrow transplant to treat Hodgkin's lymphoma, and transfusions are typically given to boost patients' strength and help them survive the transplant.
How are you doing today?
I feel good. I just feel really tired.
Ruth Medina's bald from recent chemotherapy, but she sits upright in her bed, looking strong and beautiful in her bluish gown. She says she's completely comfortable with her decision to say no to a blood transfusion, even to save her life.
We actually don't ever even sit around and cry about it. We're always so optimistic about it. We know that it's something that I can get over. I have a lot of strength.
Medina came to Cedars because Dr. Lill decided to buck the system and give Jehovah's Witness patients a chance against cancer by performing bone marrow transplants.
Many of my colleagues think that I'm slightly crazy to be doing this, and they're more than happy to refer their Jehovah's Witness patients to me.
Other doctors won't risk it because they worry patients might die without a transfusion. But when Dr. Lill examined the actual statistics, he found most patients didn't really need them. He decided to conserve patients' blood and make the need for transfusion even less likely.
What we do for our Jehovah's Witness patients is that the blood tests go into pediatric tubes, so we don't use as much blood. We don't draw the blood from the central line, so we don't throw away that first tablespoon. We don't do as many blood tests.
Since the program began 6 years ago, Cedars has performed so-called bloodless transplants for 21 Jehovah's Witnesses.
In my capacity as a healer, I am not a technician. We are supposed to be treating the whole human being, and that involves an understanding of their spiritual aspects as well as the mechanical, technical aspects of deciding what dose of chemotherapy I give for what particular indication.
Lill's decision to treat these patients is motivated not only by respect for their beliefs, but also by Lill's own philosophical commitment.
I think amongst our most important set of core values in the United States are the philosophy that comes out of the Enlightenment, and a key part of that came out of so many people killing each other in such horrible ways for so many hundreds of years in the middle of Europe over religious issues.
So for Lill, it simply comes down to this.
Individuals get the right to make their own choices, even if they're bad choices.
If you want to hear Patty Naiman's entire profile of Dr. Lill, go to our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.